Those holiday shopping forecasts affect retailers' decisions about how many people to hire for the year-end shopping rush. Temporary holiday work is an important income booster for many Americans, though maybe not this year. Reporter Rachel Ward from member station WXXI in Rochester, New York, has more.
A deep recession can't steal Christmas entirely, so companies are working out ways to serve customers and save on seasonal hiring. At Target, the strategy is to offer current employees more hours and hire fewer seasonal workers, according to Beth Hansen, a Target spokesperson.
In previous years, we've given team members extra opportunity to take on additional hours, but we would look externally pretty much right away throughout the seasonal process. So this year, we're first working with the existing team members.
Competitor JCPenney is taking a different tack. It's not dropping its seasonal hiring one bit, according to spokesperson Kate Coltis.
We're certainly not planning to have a decline. The holiday season is very, very important, and we want to make sure that when our customers are coming in, that they're getting the services they deserve.
Coltis says individual stores will boost their employee base by 5% to 20% for the holidays. University of Rochester economist Mark Zupan says those opposing tactics reflect a retail industry that doesn't quite know what to expect in 2009.
Right now, the signals seem to be basically flat relative to last year, and worries that it'll be possibly even lower than last year in terms of hiring.
Not a very Christmassy way to end this.
Yeah, no. That's why it's called the dismal signs, I guess.
Analysts will know exactly how dismal things are when seasonal workers start showing up or not showing up in October, November, and December employment data. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Ward in Rochester, New York.